This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're going to help you get through this weekend with some healthy advice. You can call us. We're here. We're live. Taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-8255. And if you think that's hard to remember, well, there's a convenient mnemonic because it's 877-726-TALK. All right? T-A-L-K. All right. So you can call us, questions. We've got lots to talk about, however, this hour and next. And we usually cover stories on the health front, lots of stuff coming in via the media and via medical journals. I've been doing a lot of podcasting, and we put up some great podcasts this week. We did a podcast with Dr. Goodman, who's an integrative cardiologist. What's an integrative cardiologist? Cardiologist who, well, knows everything about cardiology, but preferentially uses natural therapies to avert bypasses and stents and all the medical mayhem that's inflicted on patients with cardiovascular disease. So check it out at drhoffman.com. Useful stuff about prevention via nutrition, the best possible diet for cardiovascular disease, and the right supplements. All right, let's take a look at a very interesting proposition, which is that the bugs, the bacteria that inhabit your gastrointestinal tract can make a difference in whether you're fat or skinny. All right, that sounds like a bit of a reach. But there are actually some studies that suggest that probiotics may support weight loss, because if you've got a bad mix of bugs in your gastrointestinal tract, well, maybe, just maybe, you're going to be overweight. And there's a fascinating article in this month's edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. This is the Bible of medical nutritionists worldwide. And it's front and center. And it's entitled, and bear with me because there's some complex concepts in here that I'm going to explain to you in just a moment. The title of this article is Gut Permeability, Obesity, and Metabolic Disorders. Who is the chicken and who is the egg? And the author, Dr. Alessio Fasano, is a great, great researcher on the subject of celiac disease. And his belief is that problems in the gastrointestinal tract go beyond celiac disease. He's one of the major proponents of the idea that wheat can cause non-celiac gluten intolerance, even if you don't have celiac disease, even if your doctor says, oh, your tests are negative, go ahead and eat as much wheat as you want. You may have trouble with wheat and or other foods. And in this article, he ponders the evidence that links bad intestinal bugs or dysbiosis, a bad mix of the microorganisms that make up our gastrointestinal tract, can lead to obesity. And he enumerates some of the evidence for that. It's been found, for example, that two major big categories of bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, when they're in imbalance, that predicts a higher risk for obesity. I won't burden you with their hard-to-pronounce names, but the ratio of certain bacteria to other bacteria is actually very predictive of the risk for overweight. Okay? So there's also the possibility that the bugs help us digest food. Without bacteria in our intestinal tract, we actually are giant fermenting vats that break down foods that we eat into nutrients that we can use or toxins that we can excrete. And it turns out if you've got a bad mix of bacteria, well, maybe you will have very efficient absorption of calories, which makes you fat. Or maybe, alternatively, with another mix of bacteria, those calories won't be absorbed so efficiently. And that's part of the equation in terms of who gets fat and who gets lean. And then there's the possibility, and this is intriguing, is that the bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract can make you crave certain foods. And I used to scoff at patients who would say, oh, my candida made me do it. I feel like my candida's out of control because I'm eating too many sweets now. And I'm thinking, well, that's just a loss of willpower. You're looking for an out, for something to blame for your own lack of personal discipline. But no, actually it's been shown that the composition of your gastrointestinal tract can change your appetite signals. It's as if the bugs in your gut demand certain fuel, and yeast or candida loves sugar, maybe send signal to your brain commandeering your appetite, getting you to consume more of the carbohydrates that cause the yeast and the bad bacteria to proliferate. That's part of the equation. But in this article, and remember, this is in a mainstream medical journal, so literally tens of thousands of doctors and people involved in the field of nutrition are contemplating this. It may be that certain bad bacteria create leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome means increased intestinal permeability. That means tiny microscopic holes expand within the wall of your gastrointestinal tract and allow toxins and allergens to pass from your gut into your bloodstream, creating inflammation and potentially creating autoimmune disease. There's really a lot of theory about how certain conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and MS may develop because of a disordered gastrointestinal tract. There are even some studies on autism, certainly depression and anxiety linked to changes in gut permeability. Almost all patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease have leaky gut syndrome. And these are autoimmune conditions. And so the theory is that something about a disordered bacterial population can cause you to have leaky gut syndrome, and that this may lead to overweight. Well, how is that possible? Well, inflammation causes insulin resistance. And in a fascinating article that's somewhere else in this month's journal, they look at gut permeability in 27 obese individuals. And what they found was that, well, they put these folks on a diet, and what was found was after they put them on a diet, by the end of the diet, the subjects had lost an average of 23.5 kilograms. That's a lot of weight loss. We're talking like 50 pounds of weight loss or more. And their gut permeability decreased along with levels of anti-inflammatory substances that can be detected in the blood. And so that's where the chicken and egg thing comes in. Is obesity associated with inflammation that causes leaky gut, or does leaky gut cause the inflammation which promotes insulin resistance and obesity? It's not clear which is the chicken and which is the egg, but probably both. It's probably a vicious cycle. And that may account for the success of such diets as the wheat belly diet, where people simply eliminate wheat and they lose more weight than you might expect because their caloric intake, well, maybe it's a little decreased because they're not eating donuts and lots of sugary cereals and bread. bagels and pasta, but they may be eating other types of carbohydrates that are less inflammatory, that are less likely to cause leaky gut, which lead to the metabolic changes that promote obesity. And so, which is the chicken? Which is the egg? What's going on in our intestinal tract is very important. In the words of the author of this paper, Dr. Alessio Fasano, the gut is not like Las Vegas. What happens in the gut doesn't stay in the gut. And if you want to hear more on that, I did a full clinical focus podcast on this subject. You can check it out. It's at drhoffman.com. It's on the microbiome. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us. Our number, 877-726-8255. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary? Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. We got callers, but before we get to our caller, here's an important announcement. Do you suffer from frequent fatigue? Because there is a nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract, and clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT-Factor is available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, and omega-3s all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to just keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT-Factor. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. And I've been taking NT-Factor for years. I don't ever miss it. Not a day goes by that I don't take NT-Factor. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, let's hear from one of our callers. By the way, our number, 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. John in Connecticut, how are you? Hello, John. Oh, okay. Well, we had John no longer. All right. So while we wait for John to rejoin us or not, here's a headline. obesity barely covered in medical students' licensing exam. Okay, there's a series of exams that you got to take, and this should be reassuring to you and the public, is that doctors actually do take a test to see if they're going to be good doctors. In fact, we take three of them. We take one during medical school, and we take one at the end of medical school. Then we take one at the end of our first year of training. And so that is a kind of equivalent to the bar exam for lawyers, I guess. I mean, we have a great deal of apprehension as young doctors studying for these exams, hoping we won't flunk out. And there's actually a significant failure rate. And doctors have to go back and take the test again until they qualify, and then they can get their medical credentials. Well, a new survey shows that licensing exams for graduating medical students have a surprisingly limited number of test items about obesity prevention and treatment. How about that? Well, considering that obesity is linked to, it's been estimated, about 70% of medical problems. I mean, think about it. It's, you know, not just heart disease, hypertension, diabetes, but also arthritis, cancer, many forms of cancer linked to obesity. So about 70% of the problems we encounter in medicine are related to obesity. And a study which appeared in the journal Teaching and Learning in Medicine said that there are virtually no questions related to the subject of obesity on this qualifying exam. So your doctors are going to memorize and learn a lot of esoteric facts, and if you have a rare, unusual disease, they'll come up with the answer. But when it comes to something practical, obesity, they won't. I went back in the archives and found a study from October of 2012. Medical schools fall short on teaching students about obesity study finds. Okay, well, that's a no-brainer. That certainly was the case when I went to medical school. And the problem is the medical school curriculum is so crammed with lectures and that they focus on the trees and not the forest. They don't get the big picture. Yeah, occasionally you get a practical lecture on management and treatment of obesity. But what they're saying here is that the vast majority of medical schools give short shrift to a subject which is of utmost importance. The study was called Obesity Education Interventions in U.S. Medical Schools, a Systematic Review and Identified Gaps, and they found plenty of gaps. And I can attest to that from my own medical training. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls, 877-726-TALK. We've got lots more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, so stay with us.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Humanen, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels in circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-TALK is our number. 877-726-8255. And we also have the option for, if you want to pose a question, go to drhoffman.com. Go to the homepage. And if you look at the homepage, you'll see there's a vertical black bar on the right side of the page. And if you click on that, it'll give you the opportunity to record a question, and we'll use that question for a program. In just a few moments, we'll take one of those recorded calls. But I want to talk first about, it's a little bit of a delicate story, how to handle this. Because, how does one criticize one's own industry without casting aspersions on the industry as a whole? Because, some people take the position, never back down, never admit that there's any flaw in your argument or your approach. And we see that all the time in the realm of politics. We see that even in the realm of science, in the great debates about certain scientific truths. We have alternative facts and fake news. But this is an important story to consider because you see it all over the place. The marketers of nationally advertised memory supplement Prevagen have been sued by the Federal Trade Commission and New York Attorney General's office. That happened earlier this month. And I have been watching this product emerge on the scene for many years now, starting from like a small initiative to convince health practitioners that this is something worth talking about, to a national advertising campaign that it's a carpet bombing campaign. I mean, it is really pervasive. You see the product's ads on NBC, Fox News, CNN. They are familiar to many of you. And what this product is it's an extract of jellyfish where they say that the science demonstrates that it helps memory, which is, this is certainly a big category, right? People who are older, they're looking for some performance enhancement. People who are younger and want to get smart. Individuals with neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's and dementia. So, big category, and we don't have anything that really works on the conventional front. So this is a big niche to fill, and there are many memory products out there. And I was approached early on by the makers of Prevagen, and I took it quite seriously. I said, look, great. They wanted to become a sponsor. They wanted to get behind my program and wanted me to do a product endorsement. And I said, let me see the studies. And they showed me the studies. There were studies. But I have to say that I found the studies kind of lacking in the kind of scientific rigor that's necessary to make a claim that this could be easily taken by any person and it would make a difference in their memory. So over the years, the company didn't need me to rocket to popularity. They invested a lot of money in advertisement, and they say that U.S. sales of the supplement, which is available through Amazon, CVS, The Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, and on the product makers' websites, have totaled $165 million from 2007 through mid-2015. People ask me about this product all the time, and I say, I don't know. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm just saying I can't get behind it to the point where I can endorse it to my listeners and accept money for sponsorship. But the TV stations are very agnostic about that. They don't care. They're just like, you pay your money and we put your ad on, right? But Finally, though, there's a bit of a reckoning where the Federal Trade Commission is saying, and the New York Attorney General's office are saying, your claims about this product are over the top, and they're pushing back. Now, what's amazing is all this is going on, and you wouldn't notice anything watching TV, and those ads just keep on coming, because the nature of our regulatory system, our legal system, is that even though you may stand accused until proven guilty, you can keep on trucking. And that's what they're doing. They're continuing with their advertising, and they're blocking efforts to take their ads off, and they're pushing back. The charges from the FTC, they say, quote, it's particularly unacceptable that this company has targeted vulnerable citizens like seniors in its advertising for a product that costs more than a week's groceries but provides none of the health benefits that it claims. That's actually from New York Attorney General Schneiderman. Who I'm not a fan of, because he has never met a supplement that he's liked. He's a grandstanding attorney general. He incorrectly went after supplements found at major distributors using the wrong kind of methodology. We criticized his office a couple of years ago. But in this case, even though he's grandstanding, there may be a grain of truth to this. The FTC and the Attorney General are seeking refunds for consumers who brought Prevagen. That could be a huge, huge payout, plus a permanent court injunction against improper claims for the product. Well, evidently, they have not achieved that. There's no injunction because the ads keep on happening. The lawsuit also asks a federal court to order restitution, disgorgement of ill-gotten gains, and other legal relief. So there's a whole passel of trouble awaiting Prevagen should the government prevail. Prevagen, for its part, is claiming that there's a war by government on small business. And there's a political dimension to this, because under the new administration, I think there's going to be less regulatory stuff. And Prevagen may just be hoping that they can tough this out until the Trump administration pulls the choker chain of regulators and there's a change in the regulatory climate. But, you know, I got to say that some concerns have been raised by the government's accusations. They say in their legal papers, defendants primarily rely on one double-blind placebo-controlled human clinical study using objective outcome measures of cognitive function. This study, called the Madison Memory Study, involved 218 subjects taking either 10 milligrams of Prevagen or a placebo. And the government, looking at this study, like I did, they say they're not buying it. The Madison Memory Study failed to show a statistically significant improvement in the treatment group over the placebo group on any of the 9 computerized cognitive tasks. Nonetheless, the company said the study did show the product works. The government continues, defendants, however, do not have studies showing that orally administered apoequarin, that's the jellyfish substance, can cross the human blood-brain barrier and therefore do not have evidence that apoequarin enters the human brain. For its part, Prevagen is fighting back. They say there is no reason for a short-staffed and lame-duck FTC to rush this complaint through. So they're making it sort of like a David and Goliath thing, and they're saying that government regulators are not justified in making them stop claiming that Prevagen works, and going further, making restitution to people who bought the product because the product is thought to be inefficacious. So we're going to see the outcome of this, but it's a major story on the health front, because this is one of the most heavily advertised health products out there. And it'll be very interesting to see how this sorts out. All right, 877-726-8255. And it's time for me to talk to you about something I do believe in, because there are studies that show that it works. And the science behind it is reasonable and sound. So this is one of our sponsors. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. And I've looked into this, and, you know, I wouldn't put this on here, have you spend your hard-earned shekels on a product that's a bust. I believe it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people, and there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. It's a simple handheld smart device that guides you through a patented therapy personalized to your unique physiology, and if you use it for just 12 minutes a day for a couple of months, you are likely to see results. So you can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or please go to tryzona.com. That's Z-O-N-A. All right, we'll be right back. Some of your phone calls, more health information. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name, that's X-L-E-A-R, at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's, or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. It's 877-726-TALK for questions. 877-726-8255. And we've got Steve from New Jersey. Welcome. How you doing?
Hey, doctor. Thank you for the program. Very informative.
Well, thank you for listening.
Got a quick question. Maybe some guidance on how we should be storing supplements. Do some have to be refrigerated, some not? I'm kind of confused on that whole subject.
And that is an excellent question. And for simplicity's sake, I would say refrigerate everything. Now, the problem with that is that because I take a lot of supplements, I ended up with half my refrigerator full of supplements. And so when I had my kitchen remodeled, the remodeler said, hey, you know, there's room. We can give you a little like a wine cooler. Because, you know, then you can keep your bottles of wine there. Well, I don't drink very much wine. I don't care. You know, I open up a bottle of wine. It'll last me for a couple of weeks because I only drink a little bit of it, and I keep it in the regular refrigerator. I don't need a wine cooler. So I said, well, great, put one in, and then I could put all my vitamins there. I can free up the space in my regular refrigerator. But actually, there is a way of telling what should be refrigerated. You know, I think to keep supplements that are water soluble and non-mineral supplements. Let's put it that way. Minerals tend to, you know, be like rocks. They last for a long time. So, for example, magnesium will last. Zinc is likely to last. Selenium is likely to last. The minority of supplements are just pure minerals. And minerals can be damaged by exposure to humidity, so they need to be sealed. I mean, they actually can cake, and they can, you know, be changed chemically by exposure to humidity. Things that are like fish oil, for example, will go rancid if they stay warm. Things like botanical extracts like curcumin and EGCG can change over time if exposed to heat. B vitamins and water-soluble vitamins in general, like vitamin C, may change when exposed to heat over a long time. So, the easy thing to remember is, you know, probably refrigerate everything or keep it in a cool place. I just can't see, you know, keeping something at a high temperature out in the sun and hoping that it's going to be fresh and viable. What is it that you're doing at this point? Are you taking adequate precautions?
Well, I usually put everything in there, but I especially things I think like fish oils, the vitamin D's, those I kind of figure they should be refrigerated.
Yeah, you're on target there because, you know, volatile oils are kind of volatile, particularly the polyunsaturated oils. So the same thing is, I mean, think of what happens when you take, you know, open up a bottle of olive oil and, you know, you let it sit for 6 months in the heat. I mean, it's going to go rancid. And the same thing will happen to your fish oil. Same thing will happen to your flax oil. These things need to be protected at cool temperatures. Okay? That's a good question. Thank you very much for calling. All right. Let's talk to Lou in New Jersey. Got a question about kidney stones. How you doing, Lou?
Good. Great to talk to you again. Yeah. My friend, she's 45. 3 months ago, she had a kidney stone attack, and she was in the hospital, but it passed, okay? They didn't do a CAT scan to see if they got all of it, but she went home, and it was fine. Now, 3 months later, she's back in again with an 8 millimeter by 8 millimeter kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to you is, you know, she changed her diet. You know, she got off, you know, she a lot of spinach, and I got off that. And told her to take magnesium at night and the
mm-hmm.
K2
That's
to
good.
Keep an extra K2, you know, 180 micrograms to keep the calcium in her bones. But now they're saying that her thyroid's out of whack. So I'd like to know, does a bad thyroid?
It may be her parathyroid is out of whack. Are you pretty sure it's her thyroid or is it her parathyroid that's out of whack?
Well, they just said, they asked her if she was on any thyroid meds because she should mm-hmm. be. And that's as far as I got. So
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Because the reason that I say that is that I guess thyroid problems can be associated with kidney stones, but less commonly. It's more often a parathyroid problem. So para okay. means that these are tiny glands. Can mm-hmm. barely see them, that sit on top of the thyroid. And when they get overactive, they cause excess calcium absorption. And the excess calcium ends up forming stones. And so it's actually, you know, one of the things you need to check out when you get kidney stones. I mean, a lot of people just get kidney stones. There's no discernible cause, you know, that they can find. They just get them. But one specific cause is hyperparathyroidism. So that has to be checked out. And maybe she has that condition. The way to get at her kidney stones, maybe diet and supplements won't get at it unless they remove the offending parathyroid gland, which is causing her to absorb too much calcium. So that could be a problem. But in general, you know, when we talk about kidney stones, we've got some fine articles at drhoffman.com about kidney stone prevention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, citrate is great. So citric acid from lemonade, but don't take the sugar because too much sugar will actually cause kidney stones. You know, sort of tart lemonade is a good thing. Or you can use a specific type of magnesium because magnesium prevents the stones. But magnesium citrate is even better because the citrate is anti-stone for the most part. It's useful to find out what type of stone you have, but I'll presume you have the most common type, or she has the most common type, which is oxalate stones. And then, yeah, you do avoid high oxalate foods like rhubarb and spinach. And you make sure you hydrate adequately. Alcoholic beverages generally promote stones. Tea, high in oxalic acid. It's good for you, but it's high in oxalic acid. These are some of the precautions that, you know, that you undertake when you want to avoid stones. Also, one thing you didn't mention, vitamin B6 may play a role in preventing oxalate stones. So have or take 50 or 100 milligrams of B6 on a daily basis, and that could help things. Okay? Give it a shot. All right, thanks for lighting up our call board. And a reminder, our number is 877-726-8255 or 726-TALK. You can call us with questions. We're here for another hour. Got lots more to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.